BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's today's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Irish singer Soak gets soaked on Innuendo Bingo. It's a really good one. Real or No Real is with Greg. Someone wants Chris to go on their stag do in Budapest because someone else has dropped out. And people who have maths exams are all really fed up of Mary's Conservatory and Hannah's Sweets.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
They sound really scary, but they're not at all. In fact, two of the nicest men in music. Laurie and Isaac Slaves, they were good on Innuendo Bingo as well, weren't they?
Mm.
And I had to sign a photo for them, which I thought was a bit weird.
Yeah, they love you.
It's
a really weird thing to see, because they're obviously well famous now.
Yeah, and well cool.
Yeah.
And like, really cool.
But they're sort of fangirling over you.
Yeah, it's a bit weird. Not that I'm not cool, obvs. So I've mostly been using the internet today to look at videos and photos of Taylor Swift walking backwards.
You've said this before.
No, the thing is, I'm generally obsessed with Taylor at the moment. So, do you remember a couple of weeks ago, I was just looking at videos of her private jet landing in various different locations across the world. So now she's got, this is on Newsbeat Twitter actually, she's got a new way of dealing with the paparazzi that are a bit sneaky. She just kind of throws them off track and walks backwards. So she went for a little hike, because that's what you do in LA, a hike in the woodland. And just walks the wrong way around.
I don't think that works, though, does it? Because she's still being papped.
No, but she says she saw the guy with the camera and she's like, I'm not in the mood. Because it must get annoying. Like, everywhere you go, you get a photo taken. So she hiked the whole trail backwards. And she's never on her own. Her security told her when to make turns.
That's amazing. but what... I still don't get it, because they'll still take photos of her, right? Is it just that they need the picture of her face? Is that how it works?
Yeah, they want the picture of her face. So she turns round, all they get is the back, and actually, there are no shots of her face because she did the whole hike backwards.
But if she tumbles, which is likely to happen because she's having to walk the whole trek backwards, then they're going to get an amazing picture.
No, her security, Taylor Swift security will never let her fall over.
Will they not?
No, and if she does, there'll be someone to catch her before.
I see.
Love it. There's another one as well. Do you remember? There's an actual video. I don't know where it is. It's somewhere on YouTube. Where she is...
Oh, when she's getting into a car.
She's walking backwards into a car.
Yeah.
It just looks really weird, but I respect it.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, what are you doing?
Just doing my lats.
Are you still doing this in the studio?
Yeah, my lats. I've got my... I'll come back. I'm doing my lats.
You're doing... you've done glutes today, mate.
Glutes, lats. Mm. Tries.
You know, tomorrow
buys.
Is legs day. Leg day tomorrow, yeah.
When are we going to go to the gym? Because I could do with you spotting me.
Yeah, and this is our
We've
new
been
thing.
Meaning to do this for a while.
We're just working out in between the songs now. So, yeah, that's what we do. I've got to admit something, though. I actually went to an exercise class without you today. No, it's fine. No, I'll still spot you tomorrow, mate, on leg day.
So why did you... So you went without me today?
Yeah, I went to a bizarre spin class. The bikes don't go anywhere, you spin really fast, and there's an American fembot in there just shouting on like a Britney Spears headset.
Leg day for you today, was it then?
It was kind of leg day without you, yeah.
Oh.
And we had to high five her on the way out as well.
That's a bit over the top, isn't it?
It's quite American, but she was American. Then halfway through, she was like, close your eyes, just imagine the person you want to be. And I was like, oh, it's a bit LA for me. Anyway, back on tomorrow with you, all right?
The Scott Mills Daily.
Good afternoon to Soak. Hiya.
Hey.
You're right.
I'm good, yeah.
I'm looking forward to you playing Innuendo Bingo today.
I am as well.
Are you?
Yeah.
I know that you watched some videos this morning of Blinky from Made in Chelsea. You obviously don't watch it.
No, I don't. Nah.
Your friends out there watch it.
Yeah, they know who it is.
You don't even know who Blinky is.
Are you more of a Towie person?
I'm not that either, to be honest.
So, album out this week.
Yeah.
Going well, before we got How to Dream. A lot of you would have seen Soak went on tour with George Ezra earlier this year. How did that go?
That was really cool, yeah.
Yeah, he's a cool
really
guy,
nice.
Isn't he?
He's a really nice guy, yeah.
And you're doing a lot of the festivals. I know you're doing Bestival and Latitude. And you're playing. Are you playing a church in Manchester tomorrow?
I am, yeah.
Because quite a few people are on going, Could you please ask Soak who the support act is? Because it all seems to be a very big secret.
It's not a secret.
All right.
It's Alex Bury, who's my friend.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, he's really good.
There's your answer, everyone that texted in. Now, are you prepared to get wet today?
I am, yeah.
How wet?
Soaked.
Soaked.
Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, you got the right name for it. Someone told me that your laugh, you say that your laugh is like a dolphin.
It is like a dolphin.
Okay, well, I've got an actual dolphin here to compare it to.
Like a lower version of that.
Like, what, does it click a bit?
Maybe, like, when it gets really high-pitched.
I mean, it was amazing earlier. We were trying to work out what a dolphin laugh sounded like.
I might turn this off now, Al.
We're trying to work out what a dolphin laugh sounded like, and Mills was doing a Kraken impression earlier, trying to figure it out.
You know, I went, wow, wow, which is clearly a seal.
It was, or a dog.
Yeah. Right, so we're going to play Blood by Soak, and then we're going to get into Innuendo Bingo. There's a few rules. Basically, if the water's going to come out of your mouth, don't put your hand up to stop it. It's just got to come out.
How are you with innuendos? Do you find stuff easily funny? Do you laugh?
I think I do.
Yeah.
Okay. So if something's a bit. you will go.
Yeah.
And then we'll hear the. Okay. Right. So Soak on Bingo next.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
And now I think we are just about ready to play Innuendo Bingo. You right there?
I'm good.
Don't be nervous.
It's funny because Soap was singing along to her own song there.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to watch this, you can do on the Radio 1 website now. You can watch it on your phone, on your computer, maybe if you're revising at the moment. Have a little break and just put us on your laptop. Just go to Radio 1 on any screen, bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Just use it as a little break this afternoon. It's nearly the weekend. Come on. Let's play Innuendo Bingo.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
Quite keen to make it a wet one today. The music's scarier than the actual game, I think. Okay, so how it works is you put as much water as you can in your mouth and then hopefully the innuendos will make you laugh. We've got plenty of water over there, so we're all good to go, I think.
Do you know what? I think we've got a record amount of water here. There's loads.
We sometimes run out, so, because that's why.
Is your watch waterproof?
It is, yeah.
Okay, good. It's the world's smallest watch.
I know, everybody says that.
Okay, water, please. Loads of it. Let us know if you're watching today, maybe on a break from revision. Okay, let's first go over to BBC Radio 4 on Innuendo Bingo with Soak. Now, a man with a wonderfully gravelly voice is reading from a novel. And as we join the story, one of the characters is about to give a gift, although I'm not quite sure she's chosen to store it in a particularly sensible place.
That's very nice, she said. And look, I'm going to give you a little keepsake too, just between you and me. It was a small silver box that she drew from her muff.
Well, you know, each to their own.
It was a small silver box that she drew from her muff.
What a soothing voice. Mm. And we're off. Here we go. Next, we really need to talk about the last few nights' Spring Watch, because so many emails have been coming in about Spring Watch. Chris Packett, water, please. Chris Packett has been very busy.
It's certainly been a blowy day.
What a day.
It's certainly been a blowy day.
But what really is exciting, the rest of the Spring Watch team, is the chance of capturing on camera something that will be a proper sight for sore eyes. Here we go. Ready?
Mm-hmm. All set and ready for tonight. And hopefully tomorrow I will get my first glimpse of a truly wild beaver.
Oh, OK, it's getting wetter now. Pretty bracing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Make sure, like, just spray him next time.
Oh, God.
Because it's gone in your face now. It's gone right in your face. However, it's no wonder so many of you are hooked on Spring Watch this week, and that's why we're getting so many emails. When they make promises like this.
Anyway, come back tomorrow for the next instalment of our beaver extravaganza.
You'd watch that.
Beaver extravaganza.
So we will go back to Springwatch to see how the extravaganza's going in just a minute. But first, we're going to BBC Radio 2. You can refill water if you want or put more in. Over on 2, Simon Mayo manages to slip away a very personal question in the middle of a quite ordinary chat with a caller.
Where are the fireworks, John?
At the marina here.
Oh, OK.
Yeah.
So are you going with anyone special or are you just going to go down on yourself?
I hope my girlfriend arrives.
There we go. There we got the laugh.
Are you adding in your own laugh? It's like Friends or something.
If Soak doesn't laugh, I'll just put it in. I'll just put the noise of a dolphin in. That's okay.
So are you going with anyone special or are you just going to go down on yourself?
Simon Mayo there on BBC Radio 2. Okay, let's refill our waters and go back to just yesterday on Test Match Special. And it's all change in the commentary booth over there. Yorkshire's favourite son, Geoffrey Boycott, is staying on, but he's about to be joined by Alison Mitchell. So you'll hear Alison at the microphone. Now, you'll be able to hear from Jeff's quite excited voice that he and Alison get on really, really well. Actually, really well.
I'm going to leave you because your friend Alison's coming in.
Ah, Ali Bob's. I haven't seen her today. Oh, Ali, this is a long time. The captain's actually got you to God's country to do a bit of commentary. Just to speak to Adam a bit more often to get you up here.
OK, right, so we seem to have a problem now where it's innuendo hasn't even happened yet and we've got, like, water features coming out of both of their mouths. Let's try and get to the end of it, shall we? Water, please, let's refill.
Oh. I'm going to leave you because your friend Alison's coming in.
Ah, Ali Bob's, I haven't seen her.
Come on, put the water in.
Oh, Ali, this is a long time. The captain's actually got you to God's country to do a bit of commentary. Just to speak to Adam a bit more often to get you up here.
Greetings, Geoffrey.
Hello, love.
If you invite me round for dinner again like you did last night, I might come more often.
Oh, this is fun. Alison. Alison Mitchell there.
Greetings, Geoffrey.
Hello, love.
If you invite me round for dinner again like you did last night, I might come more often.
There's a promise. Now, more water, please. It's pretty wet there now, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Alison Glastonbury says, I'm watching on the revision break. Yes, Soak is so cute. Lewis in South Wales is living the high life, sat in his car, watching Inuna Bingo on his phone whilst eating a quarter pounder. Lush. Mm. Mm. Next on Inuna Bingo, let's get to the head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, of course. Now, Christine has to travel the world as part of her job, which means she can comment on the latest international trends.
In all regions of the world, actually, the fastest and deepest penetration is to be found in Africa and Asia.
If anyone would know, it would be Christine Lagarde.
The fastest and deepest penetration is to be found in Africa and Asia.
That's from a speech about worldwide mobile phone penetration, of course. Mm. Water, please.
Right.
Sorry, it's so wet. Time to go back to Springwatch for
the next instalment of our beaver extravaganza.
Now, every wildlife expert would love to be invited onto Springwatch, but no one more than this next guy. Make sure you've got a lot of water here. This is a good one. They've made this guy's dreams come true.
It was a golden opportunity for entomologist Clive Turner to investigate something fascinating. Now, he'd been wanting to do this for years. And he is, yes, hoovering the beaver.
Actually hoovering it. Oh. Oh, this is one of my faves. Water, please. Refill.
And he is, yes, hoovering the beaver.
We've all thought about it, but a few of us get the chance. Especially on national television. You know who else loves waterborne mammals, Chris?
It's the best question.
It's not Christine Lagarde. A particular lover of waterborne mammals. I'm so sorry, you're soaked.
It's okay.
Good morning.
It's like a show.
Oh no, I'm going to lose it now. Sorry.
You've gone weird.
I've gone really weird. Oof. A lover of waterborne mammals. Is Chris! Poor girl! I'm so sorry, Soak.
That was a bad one.
That was a really bad one. You just exploded.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. Carol Kirkwood off of BBC Weather is a lover of the thing I just said. And here she is reading out a tweet from a viewer.
Something that made me laugh this morning was I just had a tweet from Alan in North Yorkshire who says where he is, it's wetter than an otter's pocket. No.
Oh, I don't think Carol quite understood.
It's wetter than an otter's pocket. Never
wetter
heard that before.
Otter's pocket.
Yes, it's really good. It made me laugh, and it is too. Good morning, and good morning to you.
Good morning, Carol.
Yes, Carol.
Oh, I love Carol so much. Okay, we've got just a couple more. Oh, sorry. Sorry, I keep playing that by mistake. Okay, now we are going over to the Today programme on Radio 4. It's a classic. You're right there, Soak. Still loving it?
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Now, I wonder if this... Chris, what is wrong with you? What happened? What?
Come on.
Has Carol set you off?
Yeah,
is it Carol?
It's wetter than an otter's pocket.
Here we go. So, here we go. Ready?
Ready.
Now, ready for today. I wonder if this newspaper actually meant to print this particular picture of Mr. David Cameron.
The dominant picture from that joint appearance with Mr. Clegg in Essex shows the Prime Minister jacket off.
Not normally how you see him in the papers.
Six shows the Prime Minister, jacket off.
Taking his jacket off there. And finally...
Right, last one.
Finally, here we go. Just to make sure Soak is truly soaked, let's play her maybe the greatest innuendo bingo clip of all time. Water, please. Get him, because he's far too dry. We're going over to Crime Watch Roadshow to hear about a very busy horse. Chris, he's heard this one before. Come on. A very busy horse. Chris. Sorry. This sometimes happens where he can't continue. Come on.
He's been a police horse for about...
It's going out the side of your mouth now.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
Come on, grow
are you annoyed
up.
With yourself now? Grow you are,
up.
Aren't you?
Everyone grow up.
Everyone just grow up. Grow up! Have you heard this game? Oh, no, I snorted. Oh, OK.
Come on.
A very busy police horse on Crime Watch Roadshow.
He's been a police horse for about 12, 13 years. He's very busy. We know that he polices pop concerts, huge crowds. What else does he do? Yeah, he was in Rihanna last night.
I'm so sorry, Soak. Are you okay?
Is that a shower?
Oh, well played.
It is like a shower. That was well played. But it takes your breath away a bit.
Yeah, he was in Rihanna last night.
Thank you, Soak, for coming in. That was a truly epic Indiana Bingo. Thanks so much. Thank you. The Scott Mills Daily. Yeah, just reminiscing on the Soak Indiana Bingo. Please come back soon because that was brilliant.
That was... Yeah, really good. Wasn't sure what to expect before and ended up being really fun.
Yeah, really
and
fun.
And really, yeah, I was worried she was going to be slightly insulted with the dolphin noises that you were adding to it.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, Soak, if you were.
But I think she loved it.
I think she seemed to find it quite funny. Yeah. Or was she just laughing a lot?
It's fine.
Okay. So Innuendo Bingo is back next Tuesday at 1:45. We're kind of spoilt for choice for clips at the moment because so many people now email us every single week. And that's what makes it so brilliant. Because we've been doing it for like 4 years now. Mm. But it's better than ever, I think. And that is just down to the quality of the clips that you lot spot on TV or radio and send in. So scott.mills@bbc.co.uk is my email. If you can spare the time, just tell me what channel it was on and what they said and around what time, and we'll do the rest.
It's so true, because so many people get involved in this game, but then it does feel like it takes over how you watch TV.
It does a bit.
So it's a little bit irritating constantly watching TV, looking out for innuendos, and even if there's slightly one, you sort of will it to want to be one.
Yeah, I write them all down.
And then email it in. I mean, is it worth you giving everyone a rest day? On one day, we just say, look, one day... emails, just enjoy TV, don't look for innuendos. We should think about maybe doing that.
Maybe on a Sunday or something, you can have a day off from watching TV on a different way.
But then we miss out on some Sunday shows. I don't think we can do it every week.
See, that misses out Countryfile, and that is a huge source of innuendo bingo.
We'll do like a bank holiday for innuendo bingo.
Yeah, we'll work out a day for you. Kelly Clarkson for innuendo bingo, says somebody. That would be good.
That would be brilliant.
I think she would be an excellent sprayer.
Do you know what? We could do with a few more suggestions of people that would like to play.
Yeah, because we do a list. Sometimes we do a list in the pub, not going to lie, of people that we'd like to have on. But who would you like to have on innuendo bingo? Let us know on 81199 or tweet at BBCR1 because we'd like to update the list, I think.
Mm.
Always looking for more people. I mean, don't go ridiculous. Don't be like Kate Middleton, because that's probably not going to happen.
Yet. Not for now, anyway.
Probably never.
We'd never say never. I don't think so. It's going to be a no for now.
Like people that would be in our reach, you know? 81199 or tweet at BBCR1. I mean, it just has to be like pop stars, people off TV. Like the Royal Family are probably never going to do it. We just have to face up to that. BBC Radio 1. Daily. Who's this guy that keeps messaging you and me on Twitter asking about some stag do?
Oh, I've got so many messages. Yeah. From what I can gather, it's a guy who is keen for me to come along on his stag do. I think he's going with a load of friends.
Someone that you don't know.
I don't know him, no. And I've seen, because you get looped in on these tweets, because I think they're trying to convince you to convince me to go along on it.
Yeah, it's weird that I've not been invited. They definitely want you.
No, I'm sure they're inviting loads of people.
Oh, right.
I'm sure I'm just one of a number of people that they're trying to... I'm sure they just want someone, I don't know, some token person come along. I don't know.
I don't think I'm lad enough for it. So these are people... Do you think someone's dropped out or something? Is that what it is?
I can only assume. Maybe you're just viewed as too famous to go along.
I don't know.
But lol that I'm being invited on a stag do with loads of people that I wouldn't actually know.
Yeah. I mean, how would that work out, do you think?
I don't know. Like, my experience of stag do's is not the greatest, to be honest. I think we've talked about it before. Do you remember I once went on a stag do to Baz Vegas?
Yes, Basildon, Festival Leisure Park. I know it well.
How do you know that straight off?
Because I've been there loads. You've got that Chinese where everyone's having arguments outside, and you've got all the clubs that...
That's right.
Everyone knows about this in Essex.
Everywhere links.
Everyone leaks. So you've got Liquid, MV, JJ's,
yeah.
And they're all kind of... You can just walk... You don't have to go out of either of them. You can just walk straight through.
Yeah.
It's like a tunnel
of
clubs.
Because I've got hazy memories of being in one place, which was... There was loads of... Not cowboys as such, but it was that kind of vibe. There was... it was lassoing.
Yes,
and
There is one. Yeah, there's one with a Western theme. Then you can just walk straight through into the other one. And one of them has a light up dance floor. Hey-o.
Yeah, I remember that. It was, you see, it wasn't a great experience. So it started about midday. And then we were all put in a minibus and we went off to, I think it was like Topgolf, to go to a driving range.
Yeah.
And then,
did you have an argument outside the Chinese?
Well, I didn't, no, but the groom fell out massively with the father of the bride. And this was by about 8, 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So I remember I was left because there's a Mackie D's also on that retail part. So went there, refueled, then back into the nightclub.
Yeah.
And then just sort of spent my night wandering through there.
Mm.
But it just all ended up in massive arguments.
Right, good. I mean, you don't know these people. I mean, it's like, thing is, if you are on the radio, sometimes listeners do invite you to things, which is actually really nice.
Yeah.
But you don't know them.
No, I don't.
Can you go? Just go. Where is it?
No, that's the thing. I've got plans this weekend, which I know sounds vague, but I don't know if I can. I don't know where the Stag Do is. I'm basically, before you sign me up to it, I really don't think I can. It's all right, lovely to be offered.
Yeah. And anyone else that wants to invite us somewhere, which is probably abroad, then do let us know. No way. All of those clubs have been shut down.
What?
Oh, they're being rebuilt.
Oh.
Oh. What do you mean? They've been knocked down. They're turning into restaurants.
The clubs are no more at Baz Vegas.
Empty
shocking news.
Buildings. I had some of the best time of my life in there. The Scott Mills Daily. Hello.
Hi, Scott. It's Ryan.
Ryan, how can I help?
I'm the man you're talking about. I'm the one that was tweeting and texting Chris Stark to ask him if he wanted to come on the Stag Do. We had a spare place.
Oh, yes. You've been sending a lot of tweets, you and the boys.
Yes. I thought we'd be able to persuade you. I thought that'd be right up your street, wanting to come on a lad's holiday. But
would have loved it.
You didn't get back to us.
No. Would have loved it. We even discussed it, didn't we, Mills?
Yeah.
Because you've seen this.
Where are you going? Budapest, isn't it?
Yeah, Budapest, Thursday to Monday.
Off of George Ezra?
Yes.
Yeah. So is that what inspired you to go?
God knows what inspired him. My two best men that I've got just decided to pick some Eastern European country. And
why not?
Budapest was the one they picked. Hungary, Budapest.
Mate, I'm well across what you and the lads are planning for Budapest. There's loads of you going, isn't there? I'm just looking at my Twitter now. I see I've had tweets from Troy.
Yep.
Big Adam.
Yep.
Legendary Dan.
Right.
Yeah.
All trying to convince me to go on Rye Dog's Stag Do.
Yep, that's right.
Why is Dan legendary?
We don't call him Dan, we call him BK.
Well, why?
Long story, he's a Reading fan and his favourite footballer was BK, even though he looks nothing like BK.
Okay.
Always the way.
Yeah. It's like Chris has got a friend called Corner Man, which now just gets shortened to Corner.
Yeah.
Because he just sits in the corner everywhere, like in the pub, anywhere, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm. So, what's occurring with this Budapest trip then?
It's a good question. I know we've got a pool party booked on Saturday night, so we're watching the Champions League final, then going to a pool party.
Oh, Chris, this is right up your street.
I've seen so many of these tweets, man, and I would be so up for going. And you had a spare place, didn't you? Someone dropped out.
Yeah, one of the lads dropped out last minute.
Can I ask, what made you ask Chris to go, seeing as you've never met him?
Well, if you need a lad to go, you think Chris Stark, don't you? You think lad. So he'd be up for it.
But do you feel like you know Chris because you hear him on the radio every day?
Yeah, because I listen to Radio 1 every day.
Yeah.
So I just thought, radio's
like that, you know? Like, you just feel you get to know the people on it.
It's like if Chris didn't want to come, I was going to ask if he wanted to ask Sir Dossa if he wanted to come.
Sir Dossa, yeah.
My friend. Sir Dossa.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
this is
your
incredible.
Friend, my friend. That
yeah.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Well, it's a real shame. I can't make it just because of times, which is a bit rubbish.
It's a clash in the diary. So what have you done with Chris's ticket?
The lad off eBay is coming.
What do you mean off eBay?
I might just put it on eBay to see if anyone bidded.
Oh, right. Well, how to make someone feel special.
What do you mean?
And then... This lad won the bid, so...
Hang on, so when did you put it on eBay? After Chris wasn't getting back to you?
Yeah, that's right.
So now you're going with a complete random?
Yeah, luckily it's from Nottingham, but none of us have ever met him before.
our
coach is from Nottingham to Manchester, so it had to be someone who could get to Nottingham for 9 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, this is incredible.
So you've advertised this on eBay. A stranger is now coming along with you on your Stag Do.
Yeah.
And this person bidded for it?
Yeah. But by researching the person that was bidding, we went on his Twitter, and he takes a stuffed badger around to like all loads of concerts and gigs and stuff.
Oh,
and
well,
we've seen that people like George Ezra have retweeted him when he's at his gig and whatever.
He sounds ideal.
So I don't know whether he's going to be cool or whether he is actually like some kind of weird guy with a badger.
Mm. Yeah, but either way.
But that makes it exciting.
Yes, it's exciting, but then again, it's someone I don't really know. So
yeah, I mean, how long is the trip? 4 days?
5 days, 4 nights. Oh. I get back till late Monday.
Could just be 5 days. Could just be 5 days with a weirdo with a badger.
Yeah, it could be.
but they've paid for it. This is what I don't get. He's happy to be a lone wolf, lone badger, out
yeah,
with you, lads.
Yeah, the funniest thing is, yesterday his missus was running around Nottingham trying to get him some shorts, some sunglasses and some Hungarian currency.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And he's just said, so he's got a girlfriend, right? So he's just said to her, look, I'm going to have to go away for a few days. I found this stag do on eBay that I'm keen to go along on.
I mean, it's a...
Yeah, he bidded for it and then told his missus that he'd bidded for it to see what she would say. She was all right about it.
She was all right. Bring the badger with you. Go and enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
That's a tough conversation to have with the girlfriend. I've bidded for it on eBay. I don't know who these people are. But I'm going on a stag do this weekend.
Basically, that's how it goes, yeah.
Do you know what, though? Budapest is really cool. I had a lovely time there a couple of years ago with a taxi driver.
A taxi driver?
Yeah. It's a long story, but it was really cool. It's a nice place.
Yeah. I mean, I still don't think we're quite appreciating how ridiculous this situation is. This guy, does he have a name?
Will,
okay.
I think...
But honestly, on his stag do T-shirt, he's got badger.
Of course he has, because he carries around his badger, hasn't he?
Exactly, yeah. But he's got a name for his badger. His badger's called Seth.
Seth the badger?
Yeah.
Oh, but he sounds like he's going to be a right laugh.
If you search it, you'll find him, Seth the badger.
Okay. Do you reckon we could do a follow-up call with you? When are you back?
Yeah, I'm back to work on Wednesday.
Wednesday, right.
Yeah.
So maybe on Wednesday's show next week, so just less than a week, we can catch up with you and see how it went with you boys and Will the badger.
Yeah, no problem.
Happy?
Scared.
don't be scared. Right. It's gonna be brilliant.
And it's your stag do, isn't it? So you're gonna have a great time.
Yes, well, I'm hoping so. I don't know what they've got planned for me, but.
And so I've been replaced. My position on the stag do's been replaced by Will the Badger.
Yeah, from eBay.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
Okay. Right. I'm gonna call you on Wednesday.
All right. Great.
Please answer my calls.
Will do.
All right.
Mate,
have a great time.
Have the time of your life. Enjoy it.
I'll try.
See you later.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills
Daily. Have you seen this trend that's trending on Twitter right now, number one trend in the UK, and it's about people who've taken their maths exam today.
Which is happening a lot, yeah.
Yeah, so many people will have done this today, and they're just, people are reacting brilliantly to the paper that they've taken. They're just writing these well funny tweets, all discussing the questions that have been on.
Right.
And it's amazing, because I'm trying to get on top of it, and I want to be involved.
Right.
And they're talking about all, well, you know how you, when you take an exam, all the questions are done around people. They make these fake characters in the exam questions.
Yes, yeah, it's like Will is going to the market.
Yes,
but yeah.
But if it takes him 3 hours to get there, how fast will he? But it's everyone now moaning about the characters that were in this exam paper. It's hilarious. So so Hannah's Sweets seems to have been causing people a load of grief today.
What are Hannah's Sweets saying?
But it means that there's now so many tweets everywhere with everyone having a right go at Hannah. Even though it's just a...
one of the characters in the exam.
Even though it's just one of the characters in the exam. And then also there's Jane's new cheese, for example.
Well, Jane's got new cheese.
There must have been a question about Jane's cheese.
Right, so if you did a maths exam today that involved, was it Hannah's Sweets?
Hannah's Sweets.
Hannah's Sweets and Jane's cheese, then maybe you could let us know. It seems to be pretty standard throughout the UK. The cheese and the sweets have both been on.
So there was this one question about a girl called Raksha and her poor timekeeping.
Right.
And so someone's tweeted, if Raksha wanted to get to Horton on time, she should have left earlier. Hashtag Edexcel Mash. Some of them are brilliant.
Flora says, call me, I'll tell you about Kirsty and her pot plants. Okay, Flora, will do. The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1. All right, apparently Mary's conservatory tiles were all over the maths exams today.
Everyone's getting well ranty about the characters in their maths exam.
I hate Hannah and her orange sweets.
Yeah, look, Quentin in Yorkshire. Hannah is a very annoying person. She should have just eaten all the sweets and saved us any bother.
Yeah. I can honestly say, having done this exam today, this is Georgina in Manchester. Sweets and cheese and plants have never caused me so much problems. I don't know who comes up with these things, but they seriously need to enjoy their food more and worry less about how many yellow sweets they have. I'm furious. Flora, hi.
Hi.
Tell me about your experience in the exam today, please.
Oh, it was a nightmare.
Why?
Adding up Jane's pot plants, she wanted 25.
Who did?
Well, Kirsty had a pot plant shop and someone wanted 25, so you had to add up 25.
Yeah,
and then you had to compare it to the other one. And then, Mary's conservatory tiles as well.
Jane's new cheese.
Mm. Yeah, Jane's cuboid of cheese.
Was it clear at any point why Jane had new cheese?
No, she didn't say why.
Right. There was Carl as well, apparently, raising money for charity. He only raised a tenner. And a lot of people have been slating him for that as well.
Yeah. How do you think you did today?
I think it was all right. It was just, there were loads and loads of those scenario questions with their names.
Everyone is talking about them.
How was your stem and leaf?
I didn't have the stem and leaf because there were two papers.
Oh, okay.
Got you.
You just got the cheese and the conservatory tiles and the pot plants off of Kirsty.
Yeah.
Did you have Raksha in yours?
No, but there was a guy called John. He wanted to go to the town centre on Park and Ride.
So annoying. Park and Ride? Hey.
Yeah.
Love you, bye, Flora.
Love you, bye. BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily. And now we say good afternoon to Greg James.
Good afternoon.
You right?
I'm fine.
Good. You right?
Yeah, fine. What, you introduced me like I was like the LA correspondent or something.
Oh, yeah, it's Greg James.
Live in LA, it's Greg James. Hi.
I did enjoy your kind of dad dancing in the live lounge to Florence and the Machine, Ship to Wreck, just then.
I just feel like it's a song that aunties would like.
To Wreck! It actually is, a little bit. Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing, because I think it's a brilliant song.
No, but your auntie would be like, I like that, Florence.
Yeah, you wouldn't say that on the voiceover, though, would it?
Sort of album your auntie would love.
Yes.
It's for everyone, I think, Florence and the Machine. For everyone.
For the auntie you love this Christmas.
Yeah. Live audition there.
Oh, yeah. Available, Florence.
And this is Real or No Real. Here are your facts for today.
When Matt Edmondson treats himself to a pre-show nap in a quiet room at Radio 1, he uses a spare pair of pants as an eye mask.
Now, I'm not being funny. Why does Matt Edmondson need a nap before his show at Radio 1?
10 a.m, it is early.
Yes, but he's just had a night's sleep.
There's a few questions here. Also, I would have thought I'm the only one who really needs to bring spare pants around here. Because of innuendo bingo, obviously you get wet through. Because you get wet through. But I don't know why Matt would be carrying around spare pants. Like, it can't just be for the eye mask, that, because you just use an eye mask if you wanted to have a pre-show nap.
Well, I'm wondering whether the pants that he's using on his head are the pants that you bring in as your spares for bingo.
Oh, I see. So we're actually using the same spare pants. Oh. Well, as long as they're getting used.
Well, two very different, dangerous
I wonder
uses.
If he knows that, because if he doesn't know that and is finding that out, that those are my pants
he's
in
using,
the office.
He's using the used pants as an eye mask.
Could be.
He could find out the hard way.
I don't know, guys, why he's having a nap after a night's sleep, but... Yeah, maybe sometimes does.
Is it? So, well, could be after his show. Maybe he's exhausted after the show and just had a little lie down before he scoots home.
I think they said before the show, did they? I'm not sure. Well, either way, it's...
Pre-show, yeah.
Oh, pre-show, sorry.
Different DJs have different habits, don't they? I'm sure you both have your own special ways before a show.
I mean, we've all got our quirks.
Mm. What do you do?
I sleep during Newsbeat.
Mm. I go to the
15
loo.
Minutes of shut-eye, that is.
I go to the loo and call my mum.
To check how it's going.
Every day. No, I don't.
Before the show. Okay, I think that one is no real.
Real. I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Ah. Yes, it is. Now, he sometimes has a nap if he does a student gig before his show. So he's done a gig at a student union, then he goes straight to Radio 1 and has a little nap. Matt finds himself bothered by the automatic 24-hour lighting in the building, which turns on when you move. But he does always have a spare pair of pants with him, like all good boys should, so he uses them as an eye mask. We have seen pictures of this, so we can confirm it's true. Maybe we could ask Matt, if he's listening, to post the picture on Twitter for the whole world to see.
You're going
to
post the picture, Matt?
You're going to post the picture, Matt? What are you going to do?
Are you going to post the picture, are you?
Are you, Matt?
Post the picture.
Let's see it. But that one is real. And next.
The name of the city of Nottingham is the polite version of its original Anglo-Saxon name, Snottingham.
Oh. I feel like I've heard this before.
Snottingham?
Very childish. No, if this is no real, it's very childish.
It's like if CBeebies renamed every city in the UK.
Yes.
We've renamed Nottingham Snottingham.
Yeah. It is.
Mills loves it.
It appeals to my really stupid sense of humour.
And this one is called Birmingham Egg and Chips.
So why would they have renamed it then? Is it just because the snot thing?
Why do I love it so much?
you really like it?
It really makes me
Are there any others we can do on him?
No, don't. No. It's a bit like when I play the horns and you lose it.
Snotting oh Hill. God. Does that work for you?
It's quite good, yeah. Sorry.
London Fridge.
So did Nottingham used to be called Snottingham, real or no real?
He loves it.
Real, why not?
No real.
That one is real.
Yes.
It is real. That's right. The city was founded by an Anglo-Saxon nobleman called Snot. Snot Mills. And next on Real or No Real.
Claire Balding is a member of the St John Ambulance and volunteers herself for first aid duty on many horse racing outside broadcasts.
So she's on hand. Well, I suppose if you're there, you might as well make yourself useful.
Did he say ambulance?
Huh?
Claire Balding is a member of the St John Ambulance.
Ambulance.
Right.
It's an ambulance, actually.
Ambulance.
I can believe this is real.
I'm questioning how you say it now. How do you say it?
Ambulance.
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 Chris, say mayor.
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 You say mayor.
Mayor.
That's weird. The mayor of where? No. Not
well, it's
right.
Supposed to be mayor, isn't it, really?
But... nonsense. Claire Balding is a first aider. Real or no real?
Sounds like the sort of thing, because she is very responsible, and I think she would... I think this is probably real. Someone's gone, would you want to come and help out here? And she's really enjoyed it, and she'd go, how can I get involved with the St John Ambulance?
What, so as well as doing the horse racing outside broadcast, she actually does the first aid for them as well, if needed?
If... I'm not saying she does it all the time. It's not like she puts in a shift. I think she's just in case.
Okay. All right. So you're saying real?
Yeah. I think this is real.
That one is no real.
Oh, you got fooled by that one, didn't you? Are you ready for your last one, lads? Yeah. Here we go.
A former host of the Radio 1 Early Breakfast Show once got so confused after doing the early morning shift that he agreed to buy a laptop from a man who approached him on his way home, only to get it back to his house and discover the box was actually full of potatoes.
You've both done that show then.
So yes,
potentially
we
one
have.
Of you.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah, well, I know this is true.
Right, so
I can't pretend. It's not me.
It's not you.
I wish. You know,
okay,
who it is,
well, I'm going to say a very quick real. Right. And so that's done. Now let's get on with the story because
we have
good.
To. We have to say who it is.
Do we?
Yeah.
Why?
It's funny.
It is funny. Why would you agree to buy a laptop from a man in the street?
He didn't check the box and was like,
okay, my darling, mate. Here's my money. And then got home. It's just some
spuds.
And you're overtired, I take it.
Just some Maris Papers in there.
There you go.
Are we naming this person then?
He was a bit like that, though. Like, he would often order really odd things off the internet. In fact, it got to a point where his flat was full of really weird stuff he just bought, either off shopping channels or online.
There you go.
Is
look.
That right?
See, Peter in Newcastle says that one is real because I remember it. It's Joel from JK and Joel.
Yes, it is.
That one is real.
Yes, it is real. So, got back to his house, opened the box, and no laptop, but just some potatoes. But a lot of potatoes, that makes you feel any better.
Yeah, not £300 worth of potatoes.
And at the end of that round of real or no real...
I got 10, Greg got 30.
Yes. Thing is, he'd probably have to go to a cash point to get the money.
Wait there a second. Hang on a minute, but I'll just go get some money. And then...
The guy's sort of going, yeah, so I'll follow you to the cash point. Yeah, no worries. I've got a couple of other offers, but, you know, you're my number one.
Also, if you've got a box which is supposed to be a laptop, but it's actually got potatoes in it, are they not considerably heavier?
Well, it depends how many. You opened it and it was three potatoes,
you would
you'd be really sellotaped down.
No, but I was led to believe it was full of potatoes, so therefore you'd have like, this is the heaviest laptop in the world.
And it was basically rattling.
Yes.
Just rumbling with potatoes.
So you wouldn't look in the box. He honestly wouldn't look in the box.
Look, we've all done early breakfast, we've all done it or something similar. What's on today, Greg?
Today, we have films with Rihanna after 6 o'clock, and at 5:10, we have an interview with Chris Pratt, who is the star of the new Jurassic World film. So if you're a Jurassic Park fan, be listening, because it's a good one.
He's the one that does the really good impressions of people on TOWIE.
Yes, he was on Graham Norton last week. Yeah. So that's him, and he is on today at 5:10. The Scott
Mills Daily. Those are the best bits of Thursday's show. Come and join us tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1, or get this podcast. Scott Mills. Radio.